This is the day which the Lord has made. We will. Man, this is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and we will be glad in it. The weather is beautiful. The rain has been beautiful. I have loved it. The temperatures have dropped dramatically. I have loved it. And in case you didn't know, the fair is in town. Okay, as evidenced by the rain coming. Okay, the fair is in town. I love the fair. I love the food. By the way, insurance isn't the only thing that's gone up. Price of food at the fair has gone up. All those things. The rides, the products they sell. How many of you have ever bought anything from this fair or another fair? Raise your hand. Don't be embarrassed. It's okay. It's okay. All right. I love that. Whether it's a county fair, a Tulsa fair, Oklahoma State fair. It's fun. So I love going out to the fair. And one of my favorite things to do is, what do we say? Watch people. And I love the fun house. The fun house is great. You get on that thing. By the way, it's got moving sidewalks. It's either moving this way as you're trying to walk and it's doing this, or it's going from side to side. And it has a big cylinder that goes round and round, and you see people trying to walk through that, and they can't understand, kind of just walk in the direction of that turn, and you'll make it. If not, you get about, I don't know, a quarter of the way up there, and then it drops you like a rock. It's fun to watch. Not so much fun to go through, but it's fun to watch. The roller coaster. Ups, downs, twists, and turns. Man, I love the roller coaster. My wife's looking at me. I better rephrase that. I used to love the roller coaster. As I get older, not so much anymore. Cindy and Austin and I took a trip many years ago down to Six Flags. We decided to go on a roller coaster. It was great. They wanted to go on another one. I spent the next hour laid out on a park bench. I said, go, just leave me here. I'm done. I can't see straight. Just go. So I used to love the roller coaster. It's ups and downs and twists. As I got older, it was harder for me to do. I'm not as flexible. That whipping around is tough. I like the noise and I like hearing people scream. Woo! By the way, I had someone accidentally call me. My name's Adam. So A was the first number in their phone and they accidentally dialed Adam as they were on a roller coaster at the fair. I listened for 30 seconds at them screaming up and down those things, but it was fun. The games. The games are always fun to do. No, they're not. Okay, basketball. Yeah, I can get this one. I can get, ground zero kids. Oh, I can get this. It bounces out. There's always a little trick, right, to get in that game. And generally speaking, there's only a select few that know how to do the game, and you are not one of the select few to know how to do the game. But I like watching people try. I know I can hook this bottleneck with a little ring on a string. Oh, I missed. And we just stay there and we try again, and it bounces out. But every now and then, somebody goes broke trying to win the big prize for their lady. And boy, you find those select people, man. They're going to the fair and they're walking out of that thing. That's that big giant pink teddy bear, dog, gorilla, whatever it is that they won. Now, this could be embarrassing, but I'm going to ask, anyone ever won one of those? All right, Ronnie, I appreciate the honesty. You still have it. No, okay. Where are you going to put that thing? And a lot of people are driving vehicles home that are too small to even hold that thing. They didn't think it through, but they got it for their baby. Here you go. And a lot of times they wouldn't want her to carry it. Okay? The games, they're fun to watch. Only select few know. And you're not usually one of the select few. And then we choose whether we're the ones to go broke trying to win the game. I love it. And then food. What a wide variety of food, right? Polish sausage. Who loves that? I do. Okay, let's see. We've got the turkey leg. Who loves that? All right. Is there still cheese on a stick out there? Okay, yeah. Oh, people know. Okay. Notice I've raised my hand on everything. We got a two hands back there. Oh, cotton candy. Cotton candy. Yeah, we got to have that. The big giant slice of pizza. I've had all that stuff except for the cheese. I haven't quite got to that. But food. Love sampling the food out there. But then you go into buildings. Products and services for everything. I love that stuff. All right, folks, we're going to start this in just 1.5 minutes. 1.5 minutes. Go ahead and gather around. And the guy's talking to this group. And someone that was too tired to get up and move is sitting back there and he thinks he has an audience. He says, okay, guys, just 1 more minute. Go ahead and gather around. 1 more minute. We've got this pot and pan. It's an amazing thing. Your life is going to be changed because of this. Go ahead. Come on, you guys. No? Okay. And the products. I love that. The newfangled ways to cook, to clean, to sharpen, to light up, shine up, sleep, relax, massage, all those different things. New items to decorate your home, your garden, your lawn, all kinds of things. Spas, rugs, sunrooms. You can add a sunroom to your house for only. Pool tables, tornado safe rooms and shelters. Whew! Pitching their products with passion and knowledge and belief in the product. Come right up here. Look at this pan. You see that scour mark? This little doohickey will get that clean. Watch this. It's gone. See how that happened? Well, hang on. I got another. See that stain? I can't rub it with my finger. Watch this. Gone. Like magic. Passion. These guys are selling this stuff with passion. Now reality. Like it or not, your life is the fair. Oh, no. Which carny am I? Your life is the fair. The fun house. Man, that's a path moving to and fro. We're trying to walk our path. And the devil's got those sidewalks doing like this as we're trying to do the opposite. The devil's taking this nice walk and put a cylinder in the middle of it that rotates. Now, every now and then, the stud says, watch this, devil, I got this. And they straddle that thing and they go all the way around and come back out. I did it. Okay, we do that. But a lot of times, life is spinning around. And just like I said, it's always fun to watch somebody else in the fun house. So long as it's not us. Whew. Those poor suckers going through the fun house, man. Oh, she just fell. Did you see that? She fell. So long as it's not us. The pressure plate. Bah! Blows up that pressurized air. Scares you to death. We go places and we're scared to death to go further. I stepped on that. It made a noise. It did something that scared me. I want to go back. The fun house is only fun when somebody else is going through it. But not for us. We don't want to be the ones struggling to get through that. Or every now and then that sidewalk's going up and down as we're trying to walk through it. We go through our ups and downs. The roller coasters. Oh, speak of ups and downs. Life is a roller coaster. Oh, thank goodness this ride has all of a sudden leveled out. There we go. We're going through the climb. It stops. Goes back up. Lord, this sounds like it's going to be fun. I know you've got control. I can't see the front of this track. Lord, where are you taking me on this ride? Woo! Is this thing going to be inverted when we go down there? Then it starts whipping you around. I'm not as flexible as I used to be. I got off the ride and said, oh, Lord, I didn't like that so much. And sometimes we get off that ride and we lay on the park bench for some time and say, I need to take a break, Lord, because I didn't like that ride. The games, only a select few can get through the games, and you're not one of the select few. I don't know how to do it, God. I know this is supposed to be fun, but I just can't seem to get it. It seems like there's only 2 or 3 that know the secret. Who's going broke trying to win the prize? Remember, our prize, our crown, is an imperishable one. It won't die and wither away. I love the food. Almost always a connector of people. Acts chapter 2, verse 42 through 47 says this: "And they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship, in the breaking of bread and in prayers. Then fear came upon every soul, and many wonders and signs were done through the apostles. Now all who believed were together and had all things in common, and sold their possessions and goods and divided them among all, as anyone had need. So continuing daily with one accord in the temple and breaking bread from house to house, they ate their food with gladness and simplicity of heart, praising God and having favor with all people. And the Lord added to the church daily those who were being saved." Amen? Food is a connector of people. It's an opportunity. If you want to witness to somebody, go to lunch with them a few times first. Get to know them. And then little by little, introduce different aspects of your life. I thought about that this morning. For those of us that are afraid to talk to people, every now and then say, "Oh, I've got church. I need to leave." Or, "I'd stick around and help you." "Oh, I have church." Little by little, you're finding a way to witness to those people. Because little by little, in the back of their mind, they may remember it 2 years from now. "Listen, you go to church. Can you pray for my grandma? She's sick. Can you pray for my dad? Can you pray for my mom? Hey, listen, you go to church, right?" As though only church-going people are the only ones that can pray. But they remember you and they connect to you. And then the products and services. Church, listen carefully. There was a point in time in your life where the knife you used was good enough. Yeah, you got tomato juice and seeds all over your countertop, but it was good enough. It made a few slices, rough as it may be. And it got through the bread. You see, that nice loaf of bread may be this small now because you flattened it all the way through. But that knife was good enough for you. But then it happened. Somebody said, "Now y'all listen up, ma'am." And there's one lady sitting back and said, "Come up front here. Let me show you this knife." You see, this knife is different. It will change your life. Look at the edge on this thing. This knife will cut through anything. Oh yeah, I remember the commercial. Hang on, I've got a Coke can back here. Cuts through a Coke can. Oh, and still slices this tomato perfectly. Look how thin I'm slicing that. You see, life is different with this new knife. Your life will be changed. I promise you, it will be better. What could I say? I bought it. I bought the new knife. Those in sales, or those that purchase, may know there's two types of buyers: satisfied and remorseful. A satisfied buyer and remorseful. Let's go to the remorseful buyer first. They're looking for every way to get out of the deal. It didn't say specifically in here, anywhere in here, I couldn't return it. We don't have to post our return policy. The salesperson didn't tell me. They don't need to. They're not required to. It's your responsibility to find out about returning it. Let me look at the legal description of this thing. Well, I've connected with my attorney,
And he says, you ought to give me my money back.
The warranty information. You see, it didn't do what it was supposed to do. And you told me my life would be better and it would be different if I bought this new knife. I could cut through a can and a tomato. And it'd be just like new. 9 out of 10 times, you know what's coming. Because that person is you. Operator error. What? Used in a manner not designed for. Misuse. Anyone ever do this with their new knife? Altered it from its original design. Oh my word. You mean I couldn't unscrew all those screws that secured it, said do not open for fear of electrical shock and all these things? Opening this thing voids the warranty, all that stuff. I couldn't do that and upgrade it and make it better than the manufacturer? You see, that's what we're doing with our life. I mean knife. Our life. We're trying to alter it. We're misusing it from its original design. We're trying to upgrade it without God's permission. Sir, it looks like the tip of this knife is bent. Well, I was out of a flathead screwdriver and I had that knife handy. And I just tightened that thing right on up. Is it tight now? Because it should be based on the bend of the knife tip. Yeah, but you said it'd remain sharp no matter what. When you follow the rules. Then there's a satisfied buyer. And again, I hope this is you. What are they doing? Man, they're writing reviews. 5-star. 1 out of 5, 5 stars. You know, a guy came in my place of business the other day. Didn't even buy anything. He was a truck driver delivering stuff. He gave us a 1-star review because he had to wait for us to unload him. Not a satisfied customer by any means. But the satisfied people, they write the positive reviews. They contact the company and tell them how great they are. They're thankful and grateful for their new knife. They wondered how long they could live without this product and how they ever survived without it before. But now the company is looking for a spokesperson. We've got a fair coming up, and I need a spokesperson. You see, that person has to be just like the person that sold it to you. They've got to be passionate and knowledgeable about the product. But ma'am, more importantly, they've got to believe in the product. Now, you believe in it because you bought it. Oh my goodness, we bought it. That makes us believers. Now, if we can get the passion and the knowledge to our side as well and grow on both of those, then when we go, we're not saying, guys, hurry up, we only got a minute. Well, next time we'll do this in an hour, okay? But next time they're talking and they're saying, guys, come on up, we're going to get started. Hey, guys, move forward. We need some more room in the back. We have more people. You guys stay in the back. Go ahead, come on front here. Because you're passionate about what you're doing. You're knowledgeable about it. And you make believers out of those people watching it. I'm not going to ask for a raise of hands on this one. But back in the day, they sold a little doohickey, I'll call it, about yay big. About that big around. You just put this in your distributor. This will improve gas mileage. See this little spark? Now watch when I hook this up. See that increased spark? It'll make your car run faster and farther on the gas. Yeah, I was selling those things like crazy. I did not buy one.
I may have missed out. I don't know.
You see, that's the gamble we play. When we tell our family and friends, they may believe us and they may not. Something that we said either made them a believer or made them not. Now, it's not all on us. Sometimes it's them. I don't buy anything unless I can do the Consumer Reports reviews and all this stuff. Okay. But did we miss out on something? Now, in the end, it's always the buyer. Did they believe in the product? Which one are you today?
Man, I like the product. I liked it. I'm the satisfied buyer. I'm not the remorseful guy that is going home and sulking, going, something bad happened to me, God. I didn't see that in there.
You're misusing this. You see, if you're knowledgeable about it, you'll understand what it says and what you're going through.
And just like many products, this thing, I don't like this. It goes on a top shelf out in the garage, in the closet, or worse yet, in the trash can. Oh, by the way, the fair costs a lot of money. Being a believer can cost a lot of money also. We got better things to do with that money. Just count the cost. Oh, and by the way, in case you haven't figured it out, with a new knife, just replace the word knife with life. You see, somebody was selling us a new life in Christ. And they were passionate and knowledgeable. But more than that, they believed in it. And we bought it. And by the grace of God, here we are. Here we are. We don't want to misuse it. We don't want to alter it. We don't want to say, hey, this is just to slice things up, but I'm going to use it as a screwdriver and bend it all up. Jesus called his disciples in Matthew chapter 28, verse 19. He said, go therefore and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. He said, go to all people. You looked around at the fair? What kind of people are there? All people. That's the beauty of it, all people. But that's the beauty of God's church also. He brings all people together in unity, in unison, in one accord. Each one of us is different, and He brings us all together. Jesus, when He was baptized by John in Mark chapter 1, verse 15, Jesus said, the time is fulfilled and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe in the gospel. That was His first trip to the fair. And He said, repent and believe in the gospel. Guess what? He was passionate and He was knowledgeable and He believed in it. And people believed in Him and they followed Him. And here we are more than 2,000 years later, still believing, becoming knowledgeable about it, becoming passionate about it, and telling other people about it, and believing in the product that we are now selling. Amen? Acts chapter 3. Verse 19, the disciples are out. And they said, repent therefore and be converted that your sins may be blotted out, so that times of refreshing may come from the presence of the Lord.
You see, Jesus went there, found a satisfied customer, and said, I need, let me just think, I need 12 spokespeople for my product. Come follow me, come follow me. He said, I will make you fishers of men. Forget this other stuff. You will be fishers of men. And he was passionate. And they dropped their stuff and they followed him immediately. We're called to believe and be passionate and be knowledgeable about our faith and to share that with others. And to share how it can truly be life-changing so that someday they'll stand there and scratch their head and say, how could I live without this new knife or this new life? How did I get along without that before? This thing is like nothing I've ever experienced before in my life. But let me end the message with this. And make no mistake about it, guys. Your life is the fair. Okay? Sometimes I get it. Sometimes you just want to walk over and throw up. Say, I'm sick to my stomach. I didn't like that. You know, it was funny when I was watching those people on that two-story funhouse. But when I had to go through it, it's no fun. And I'm tired of going broke, trying to win the prize when I don't know the game. But God, I want to be passionate about you. I want to be passionate about what you have done to me and my family. And I'm telling you, as you talked about your new grandchild this morning, Kisha, and I look back at my wife holding Atlas and then Aurora, and I look at our little ones growing up. Our little ones are now big ones. Good grief, David's in college. Come on, man. When did this happen? Well, right before our eyes. And we celebrate those things. And we want to be passionate. And we want to be knowledgeable about what His Word says. Why? So that I can be a better Christ ambassador or representative when I go to show other people His product. Adam, I can't speak in public. That's okay. What did I say a couple weeks ago? You live your life and witness to others through your actions. Oh, that's right. Others are watching us. Use your lips and your life to evangelize people. Acts chapter 17, verse 30, and we'll close. And listen carefully. Truly, these times of ignorance, God overlooked. Church, He's overlooked our ignorance, but now commands all men everywhere to repent. He has overlooked our ignorance, and He is calling for us to repent and calling for us to believe in His product, to be passionate and knowledgeable and live by the rules of it. Amen? Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank You so much for the message today. Lord, we thank You, and Lord, while we laugh about the comparison, to the fair, we also marvel at the comparisons to the fair. God, for those that are hurting right now, looking back saying, I don't like what I see. God, that You would give them comfort. God, for those that are the remorseful buyers. God, that you could just show them a greater product if they just understand the use and the purpose by. God, today we just pray that we can find more passion. We can find more time to be knowledgeable about you. God, that we can tell others about you. Explain to them how this new life will be life-changing for them. God, I pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.